Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We opened up talking about the Nationals. As we talk about Game 5 of the NLDS, I should mention the Nationals playoff run on the Fan presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. And one of the things that we wanted to get into was the manager, Davey Martinez. So at 19-31, I thought he was dead man walking. He'd be fired. Most people thought that that was probably imminent, but they turned the season around, partly maybe because of Davey, partly because of injuries. Who knows? They find themselves in the playoffs. And I have to tell you, I've been impressed with how he's managed in the playoffs. It's been that all hands on deck, and I don't know if this is coming from Rizzo. They've made decisions where I like, even when it doesn't work out, the decision to go with Corbin, the decision to go with Max in relief. I like the decisions that they have been making as an organization, and Davey Martinez is the manager, so I'll give him credit for that. I've kind of come around on Davey because
I thought
he's been a poor manager at times throughout the regular season.
Well, I mean, it's hard. He's got to manage that roster through 162 games. He can't employ this kind of strategy, you know, sort of in the regular season. But as they've gotten into these must-win situations in this playoff scenario, you know, those guys aren't stupid. They know who's their good arm and who's their bad. They know Suero's not as good as Hudson or some of these other guys. They know. They're just trying to manage and get through 162-game season. But come into the playoffs, I think he's really shined. And I think if you're a Davey detractor, you can always point to decisions and second guess when they don't work out. But I think, by and large, he's proven his worth big time in these playoffs and deserves an opportunity to come back and do this again next year.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely coming
100%.
Back.
100%.
And just think about the wild card game, the buttons he pushed in just that one game. Right. Every button he pushed worked out for him. Like keeping Zim until there was a runner on base. He kept, like, Zimmerman was on deck, I think, three times that game.
That was masterful, yeah. What he did.
I thought he pushed every button perfectly in that game.
Yeah.
And going to those starters, like going to Corbin and going to Max, he also knows he doesn't have many options.
Right.
Yeah,
in a desperate situation, you kind of have to go to your starters who are your best pitchers. I will question him on one thing in Game 3 when he...
when he took out Sanchez? Was that Game 3? I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, maybe not taking out Sanchez, but leaving Corbin in to face Hernandez after he had just walked Taylor. I thought he let him in or left him in one batter too long, and it cost him. And that's the only thing that I'll question.
But then
Davey,
who's he going to go to?
I don't know. I'm just saying it was clear that Corbin didn't have it and he left him in a little too long.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Some of it is the composition of the bullpen right now. You've got Doolittle as a lefty. He doesn't have as many options in some of those pitching matchups. So, to me, that's why I would have Corbin ready to go. I don't care. Just pretend that Game 3 didn't happen with Corbin.
I trust them.
Corbin was one strike away.
I know. I trust them whatever they do. I actually trust. I'm not one of these guys that bangs my head against the TV when Davey does something and it doesn't work out. I don't claim to know more than these guys. So I trust they always have rationale. That other people might disagree with it, but they're not just doing things willy-nilly.
No.
So I trust whatever they come up with. I've been really impressed with Davey, and it's interesting because
he actually went against analytics the other night when Zimmerman stayed at the plate because they brought in Baez,
correct,
a right-handed pitcher, to face Zimmerman, and a lot of people thought they should have pinch hit, you know, put Matt Adams at the plate, whatever, somebody else. Kept Zimmerman there, and he delivered with the home run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ryan Zimmerman he's one of their best players on a team.
I mean, he's a better hitter than Adams.
Best player in the history of the franchise. The bat speed is still there, clearly. I thought that was awesome. I don't know. It's interesting because at the end of this deal, if they lose tonight, which they're underdogs, so I'm going to say they're likely to lose, they're going to end up having lost more games than when Dusty was here.
Mm-hmm.
The mandate was to get to the World Series, win a World Series, and yet I still feel like he clearly deserves, he's grown into the job, and he deserves that third season. I really do. Even though he has kind of failed the mandate, which was, you got, Dusty won, what, 95 and 93 games, whatever the hell it was?
Right.
He's only won 93.
He will have been less successful than Dusty.
But the turnaround.
Only because Dusty got him to the playoffs twice, but what I would say is basically the same as Dusty because getting to the same spot.
Look at it that way, and that's fine. And his record is actually inferior to Dusty's if he loses tonight. But I still think he deserves. Now, I also thought Dusty deserved another shot.
I thought so, too.
So,
well, it'll be interesting to see what happens next year because, yes, Davey will be back, but Rendon might not be.
Yeah.
Strasburg might not be.
Yeah, it could be different.
You know, some of these guys, they signed to one-year deals, you know, the Dozers of the world. You know, it's going to look different. There's going to be a lot of new faces next year. Could be, anyway.
All right. If you want to chime in, how do you feel about Davey? Has your opinion changed?
Do you have confidence that Davey can lead them to the National League Championship
Series? Do you
have
confidence Davey's going to make the right decisions
tonight?
A lot
of people had no confidence in Davey Martinez. And I think the confidence, you know, for me has grown watching him manage in just these five games.
I think he's done a great job. Let's go to John.
But you're right. You do manage differently in the playoffs because you're not
using... Well, yeah, he can't do this in a regular season.
Some of the bums.
Yeah, he has to pitch the bums in a regular season.
Yeah.
What's up, John, what's up? John DePompa, our guy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
All right. What's up?
You know one of the biggest differences I noticed between Davey and Dusty, and I love Dusty just because I like to hear, like, old black dudes tell cool stories.
Yeah.
Dusty, he was overly loyal to the veterans. Davey's pretty quick. If the lineup dictates, he'll sit Zimmerman. And Dusty was leaving Jason Worth out there. And I love Jason Worth. He was flailing at the end of his career here. You know, he remember in the Cubs game, like fly balls going over his head.
Right.
Like, I mean, it was just a debacle. And Dusty just kept leaving him out there, left Howie Kendrick on the bench. So I like that Davey, he's got a good balance of the analytics and kind of paying attention to that, but also just like a gut feel. And a lot has to be said for Davey. From this team was on the verge of like completely falling apart and imploding in May.
Absolutely,
I mean, and his overt positivity was a huge, you know.
Doug, our like, producer,
guys, it's unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you, John. I think they dumped you.
All right, boys.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, definitely did. stupid.
Because Doug, our producer over at NBC Sports Washington, has been critical of Davey in the past.
I think he's come around on Davey.
I think he has too. You know, it's interesting. Davey goes out of his way to protect his players to the point, remember, when Doolittle went out, he said it was his job. But clearly, we all knew that was kind of shaky.
Yeah.
And so even though he said that, Davey's not stupid.
Of course not.
And it wasn't really his job. It never really has been since. Same thing with Zimmerman. When Zimmerman went down, and I think he was a little more honest at this point, but you know, typically when Zim has come back from injury, he gets his starting job back. This last time, though, has been different. He came back as a role player. And so, again, another situation where Davey, maybe Dusty might have been more loyal to Ryan and just played him every day. Davey adjusted on the fly and said, you know what? I think at this point, you're probably a role player for us, and it's worked out. So, I don't know. I think he's handled those situations pretty darn well. Let's go to Margaret, Potomac Falls. Margaret, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
I just wanted to bring up the culture of the clubhouse. You know, just think about Bruce and his damn good culture. Well, Davey's got one. And Davey was comfortable enough to let his players be, you know, to let Parra come in and these guys, like, loosen up a bit. I think that helps them just trust their natural abilities and not overthink it.
They definitely have a great culture. I'd also credit Rizzo for the composition of the roster. And that was something that everybody talked about in spring training when we were down there, that the guys liked each other. They brought in these character guys and good guys, and it's shown all season long.
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll win tonight. I can do this. Well, they can do this. They know how to do this. They just have to do it.
Yep. Thank you, Margaret.
You're right. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Okay. Bye-bye.
You want to do one more quickie? Let's go to Chuck in Chantilly. Chuck, what's up, buddy?
EB, man, listen. Hey, what JP was just talking about, that's garbage. Davey has been stinking for real. Check this out. We got lucky in the wild card game. Strasburg should have been throwing that game. We all know this. All right? I got the recipe for us to win this thing tonight. We have to play chess. This is chess, not checkers. What we do is we throw Strasburg tonight four innings, hope he gives us four strong. Then we back it up with Max for the fifth inning. Tell Max, you know what? I need three outs, Max. Go out there, throw three straight batters, fastballs, gun them down. We bring Corbin in the sixth inning. After that, we bring Sanchez in for the seventh inning, and then we Hudson eight, Doolittle nine. We get out of there with a 2-0 win, and we're going on to the next round.
Well, that'd be brilliant if it played out that way. I don't know that they do that. I think they'd probably do Doolittle eight, Hudson nine.
Yeah, why do you think they're going to switch that up?
Hudson, I want more Hudson's than four from Strasburg.
Yeah, if you only get four from Strasburg, you're in trouble.
That's
I
a
can
fail.
Tell you that right now.
And they used Strasburg in the wild card game. We debated this, you know, for 2 weeks. They used Strasburg in relief in the wild card game. He pitched brilliantly, allowed them to get back in the game and ultimately win that thing in the eighth inning.
Listen,
I was impressed with what Davey did there.
Chuck, I don't think Max is going to pitch tonight.
And by the way, if you started Strasburg in that game, in retrospect, then you wouldn't have had him available for the first couple of games.
I know.
In the Dodger series, and you might have found yourself down 0-2.
Possibly. But it comes down, first of all, Strasburg is going to pitch more than four innings.
You better. Yeah. You better.
He only pitches four innings. It's a disaster.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't want to see Max tonight. Not even for an inning.
I don't want to, but I wouldn't be against it if we were in a bind.
I think I'd rather see Sanchez.
Really? Maybe.
I just wouldn't have any faith in. I mean, Max went hard in Game 4.
Yeah, I know. I know, but he's such a gamer. Every time he's out there, he gets ice. He's must-see TV to me, even when he's at the plate.
I want Corbin, and I know he just gave up a bunch of runs.
I want the guy who has a little bit more rest, and that's Sanchez, and that's Corbin.
You're probably right.
All right.
But Strasburg's got to go six, minimum, maybe seven.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.